You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We start off our results focus this evening with a look at Thungela Resources. They reported their full year result today, and I'm joined on the line by the company's CEO, July Ndlovu, to take a look at these results and just reflect on the performance. Good evening, Mr. Ndlovu. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with some reflections throughout the year. Obviously, there were a lot of factors at play during the year, but overall, a sense of the performance, I mean, profits coming in at 5 billion rand is still an impressive figure despite those challenges.
We're quite pleased with the performance of our business, given exactly the environment you've described, predominantly two major features of our business, the one being softer prices in 2023 compared to the heydays of once-in-a-generation lifetime prices we saw in 2022. The second feature, obviously, is Transnet. At 47.9 is the lowest they've transported to the bay in the last, 25 to 30 years. But thankfully, we're beginning to see things beginning to improve. In that environment, our role is to control the controllables and run our business as well as we can. And I'm pleased with the results that we've been able to deliver.
Speaking of controlling the controllables, that Transnet impact, how was that felt throughout production and throughout the strategy that the business had to deploy? I know when I spoke to a industry peer in the form of Exxaro last week, they said that they had to also adjust production and produce less because there's no point producing and then sitting with all the finished product that you're unable to move. How has the Transnet debacle impacted your decision making on the production side?
Our response can be categorized into four responses that we took. The first one, being similar to everybody else, we had to reduce our production, and therefore we took production from our underground mines. It equals to roughly 1 million tons of sellable production per year, so that we didn't build stock across the mines. The second response that we took, and you see it in our numbers when you look at them through the detail, is that we were holding elevated stockpiles, and therefore we decided to reduce those stockpiles by selling some coal domestically. In our results, you see them being reported as free on truck sales. Then the third thing that we did is what we've always said we'd do, which is we make sure that we export the highest energy content to the bay. That shows itself in the discount to the RB Richards Bay reference price. And that's why, to some extent, you see our reference price. I mean, our discounts are about 14% compared to the reference price. Then the last response is what we've had to do as an industry, as a company, which is really in a focused and concerted way, continue to work with Transnet to improve the system. In our case, we don't believe that trucking is an option. The volumes that we produce are so high that the impact on road infrastructure and communities that we drive through would be so much more that we prefer to ensure that we continue to work with Transnet. And I'm pleased with the progress that we're beginning to make working with our colleagues in Transnet.
July, let's take a look at some of your offshore operations. I mean, there's been a concerted effort to expand into Australia. It seems that a lot of our mining companies locally are looking at Australian operations or have been looking at Australian operations. Do you want to just shed some light around your offshore plans or your global plans beyond South Africa and how they fit into the group's strategy when you look at the Transnet issues that are ongoing, as well as just ensuring that you still achieve the financial results that you aim to?
Jimmy, just to reiterate what we said in terms of our strategy, we said we would diversify our business geographically and diversify where we have a right to win. And for us, where we have a right to win, obviously, is in South Africa and in the sub-region where we know to operate. But more importantly, we also have a right to win in coal, whether that's thermal coal or metallurgical coal. And therefore, we had been looking for assets across the globe for coal assets, and we found this asset in Australia, Ensham. And we closed that transaction on the 1st of September 2023. So we've been operating that mine as part of our portfolio from for the last 4 months of the year. And I'm pleased with the progress that we've made. You would have seen that in terms of our results, Ensham contributed around 700 million rand to our earnings, to our profit for the year, for those 4 months. But more importantly is the work that we're beginning to do to improve the performance of that asset. But it's a very significant asset for us in terms of building not only an international business, but also a business which has got a long life. This is a significant resource, 1 billion tons of coal. And therefore, the work that we need to do going forward is to evaluate that resource and see if there are brownfields opportunities to grow our business.
July, how are you evaluating that expansion or that expansion plan against the global demand to move away from fossil fuels and the global demand to push towards ESG? I know Thungela does have its own ESG projects, but how are you seeing that landscape play out? We've definitely seen that despite the climate change discussions that have been ongoing, there is an immediate need to keep things like coal supply in the market. It's not something that can just simply be removed.
A few quick comments around that, and then I can give you a sense of how we're thinking about it. One is that you're right. I mean, the global demand continues to be robust. In fact, 2023 was again a record year in terms of coal demand globally. Secondly, it was also a record year in terms of seaborne traded volumes. What is interesting when everyone talks about that is they forget that the engine for growth and continued use of coal is in Asia and Southeast Asia. India, China, Indonesia, Vietnam, Bangladesh, those kind of countries. And in those countries, we see continued use for coal, certainly over the next decade, decade and a half. And we think that provides enough runway for people with coal assets, which have got high quality reserves like we've got, to continue to deliver value. And where you've got brownfields opportunities, those become even more valuable for the simple reason that getting licenses for greenfields projects is becoming enormously difficult. Secondly, you would have seen a lot of the financial institutions which talk about exclusion policies for financing coal. The general trend is we will not finance greenfields. They may finance brownfields. So again, we think that there's still significant opportunities for us with the brownfields opportunities that we've got in our portfolio.
Speaking of significant opportunities and where that puts Thungela, the share buyback program that you guys are embarking on, 500 million rand there, accompanied with the 1.4 billion rand dividend that you've been returning to shareholders, the importance of keeping the shareholder in mind and rewarding the shareholder for their commitment and their investment in the business, how is that emphasized through these two distributions?
Disciplined capital allocation is at the center of our strategy, as we have announced. And therefore, we believe that delivering attractive returns to our shareholders is what earns us the right best shareholder funds. And we want to be responsible stewards of shareholder funds. And therefore, you need to balance a number of things. One, being able to continue to generate value from your existing assets. Two, investing in creating a competitive future. And in our case, you would have noticed that in our capital allocation, we kept some money to complete the two important projects that we've got in Elders and Zibolo North Shaft. And then you return the capital to shareholders. In our case, we want to utilize all the tools that allow us to return capital to our diverse shareholders. Some of our shareholders prefer dividends, and some of our shareholders prefer share buybacks. But clearly, we've got to do that if the market conditions are right, and if we continue to see more value in our assets than the market is ascribing to them. And we think that in this instance, doing a share buyback is the responsible thing to do.
responsible commitments from a coal miner. We'll leave it at that. Thanks so much, July. That's July Ndlovu, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Thungela Resources, joining me to reflect on the company's performance throughout the year, as well as some of the plans they have in place for the new year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.